When it comes to legislating, think C-SPAN, not House of Cards or other TV dramatizations of Washington. But the rules that govern Congress or the North Carolina General Assembly are both dense and malleable. Occasionally, you'll see lawmakers exploit them in a way that seems made for TV. WFAE's Ben Bradford explores some recent examples from the North Carolina Senate.
Let's start with a simple one. This week, Senator Jeff Jackson, a Mecklenburg County Democrat, was surprised to see two bills he sponsored come up for a vote. The bills tighten statutory rape and sexual offender laws, bipartisan stuff. But Republicans combined them with another bill to restrict abortions.
It's inescapably obvious that this was a deliberate move on their part.
Senator Jackson says it gave Democrats a choice, support abortion restrictions or oppose tougher sex offense laws. And he expects to hear about his no vote again.
There is no reason to include these two types of legislation together in one bill unless they're planting the seeds for future negative campaign ads.
That's called packaging. Even Jackson concedes it's a classic. Since Republicans hold majorities in both the House and Senate, they decide what bills come up for a vote. So, to force them into tough votes, Democrats will offer amendments.
An electric public utility shall not...
Senator Mike Woodard presented one on last year's coal ash law. It would have banned utilities from charging customers billions of dollars in cleanup costs.
Any of the costs associated with the cleanup...
But before they could vote on it, our next trick.
I'd like to send forth a substitute amendment.
This is a favorite of Senator Tom Apodaca, chairman of the Rules Committee. Before a polarizing vote on an amendment can take place, he'll propose amending the amendment. In this case, delete every word of it and replace it with instructions to make three word changes in the original bill. Senators vote on that and never have to take the tough vote. This, again, classic.
It's common. I mean, it's common in North Carolina and it's common in the federal level, too.
Paige Worsham spent years tracking bills and actions in the General Assembly, and she's now with the nonpartisan North Carolina Center for Public Policy Research. She says legislatures mostly make and self-enforce their own rules. With enough votes, lawmakers can simply suspend the rules, ignoring them entirely. Sometimes they don't even need the votes. Take committee chairman, Worsham says.
They are the final arbiter of the rules. Everything that happens within that committee is under the purview of that committee chair.
Last month, Chairman Bob Rucho moved a solar energy bill through his finance committee, essentially by himself. Take a listen as he denies calls from Senator Dan Blue for a recorded vote called a division.
There'll be a division, and the ayes and noes be recorded.
No division.
Mr. Chairman.
Sorry, Chairman has made a decision on the division.
I understand. Pursuant to what rule? I mean, the rule says a member can ask it.
The Chairman says no. All in favor of Senate Bill 332, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
The ayes have it.
Division.
Committee's adjourned.
That's revision. That wasn't even close, Mr. Chairman.
But the bill can move to a vote on the Senate floor. Now, all these examples involve Republicans, because they're in the majority right now. 5 years ago, Worsham says, she saw the same hijinks from Democrats. She remembers one in particular.
Was to stop the clock at midnight when the budget debate was going on.
This requires a little explaining. It takes two votes on two separate days to pass a budget. So lawmakers will often vote once before midnight and once after, technically two separate days. But to make sure the first vote was on day one, Democrats would stop the clock, keeping it before midnight until after the vote. Which just goes to show, with an understanding of the rules and a big enough majority, lawmakers can freeze time itself. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.